At the BP gas station on Lakewood Avenue in Durham, DeShannon Correa is hoping for a big return on investment.
What I got was $3, $2 for the Powerball, and then I play the pick four.
If Correa has the winning Powerball ticket, her $2 could become hundreds of millions. She says if she wins, she'll probably quit her job, help her family pay off their debts, and then who knows?
From there, I have no idea. Travel, maybe.
Korea's odds of winning are, like everyone else's, 1 in 292 million. You're more likely to be killed in an asteroid strike than win the Powerball. If Korea doesn't win tonight, she could take comfort in the fact that part of her ticket price went to fund public education. Last year, the lottery raised around $500 million for public schools in North Carolina, around 5% of the total education budget. But Chris Fitzsimon of the left-leaning group NC Policy Watch says schools aren't seeing an increase.
The lottery funds go to education, so the money we would have spent on education isn't spent on education.
Since the first lottery ticket was sold in North Carolina in 2006, per-pupil spending has gone down. Fitzsimon says that means the lottery hasn't been used to supplement education funding. It's been used to replace it.
How many teachers we have in the classroom, how many pre-K slots we have, how many schools we build, how many scholarships we fund is partially determined on how many people the state can convince to throw their money away, most of whom don't have it to throw away. I just think it's an absurd social and fiscal policy that I wish we had never gotten into.
Research shows people in the state's poorest counties spend the most per capita on lottery tickets. North Carolina Education Lottery spokesman Van Denton says the lottery is not trying to target the poor and has more responsible advertising than other states. The goal, Denton says, is to run fun games to help a good cause.
The money that has been raised is making a difference in every county in the state. There are schools that are being built and are being repaired with the help of money raised through the lottery. And the only other way to raise that money to build and repair schools would be to increase property taxes.
Lawmakers used about $100 million of the money raised last year to build and repair schools, which districts usually have to pay for on their own through property taxes. But the majority of the funds went to pay salaries for school custodians, office workers, and substitute teachers.
If the lottery wasn't there providing those funds, where would those monies come from?
Fitzsimon's answer to that question is taxes, which he says are a more equitable way to raise funding and more reliable than lottery revenues.
It's going to be the winning one, I guess, man.
I don't know.
Come on, now. You're supposed to be helping me out here.
Still, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who says paying taxes is as fun as playing the lottery. Back at the BP, Korea's boyfriend Dwayne Taylor buys a ticket, too. The chance, however small, of winning a huge jackpot was just too enticing to pass up.
If I win the Powerball, it'll be great.
Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.